Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Waking you up this morning at 6:04. Don't forget, it is Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning after a long holiday weekend. And look who's back. Carla is back, Morty.
Thank you.
Sounding,
I am back.
Sounding better than ever.
I am. I'm a little, I mentioned this morning, I'm a little Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah.
Suzanne Plachette, or anyone from this era.
Yeah.
I don't know who you might have in mind, but yes. I don't know. Here's my fear, and it's coming back. I'm afraid I'm not going to get my karaoke voice back, Mike.
Really?
Morty, I'm afraid, yeah.
Because it's been that long that you've been having all the itises.
All the itises, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried. It's better. It feels way different than it did. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'm here. There are a lot of people right now going, oh, she's back.
She is.
She really is. We didn't know you meant it when you said you'd be back.
And thank God everybody survived the big snowstorm of 2019.
Listen, that was pretty amazing.
It really was.
Man, that was, wow. You were gone. You were getting, yeah.
I'd go up to Portland, Oregon, we were in Springfield, then went up to the beautiful Washougal Tri-City area.
Said, bless you. What?
In Washington, and it's
Gesundheit.
Damp, and it's cold, and it was snowy, and then all of a sudden I start getting emails and texts and pictures from everybody down here going, you're not going to believe it.
It was pretty cool, actually. I don't mind, like, the snow. I thought it was cool. The wind and all that I can do without, but it was pretty cool. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really, it's pretty to see the snow on the palm trees that were going, hey, what is this? Jeez.
And somebody posted that video of the Bellagio fountain.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was very cool. That was cool. And it's always neat to see the snow falling at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign.
Yeah.
That was great.
Of course, you got to get a picture of that.
Yes.
Well, today,
they
say sunshine, a little windy, high of only 47. Tomorrow, cloudy, evening rain or snow shower. Expected high again of only 47.
Geez. Okay.
38 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Mike, you suggested it, and they will be performing at the Oscars. I'll tell you who it is.
All right, more on that and other stories. Four Non-Blondes, what's up?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Colin Kaepernick settled with the NFL to the tune of a whole lot of money. Could be back on the roster soon. There are some teams who they say are interested.
Really?
Any team, yeah. Yes, they signed the other one who was in the big kneeling conflict. What was his name? Eric something.
I don't know.
Signed him.
Wow.
So, yeah. A few things to work out. First, some of these teams, if they are going to sign him, you know, how fans will accept him, whether they let him continue to kneel. All that stuff.
It's not shocking.
No, it's not at all.
The NFL morals are so out there now.
Well, absolutely. Well, he didn't do anything wrong. That's the thing.
No,
I mean, if you beat your wife, you can still play. So if you kneel, you should probably be able to play if you're still a decent player.
Yeah, but if I'm the owner of the team, it's up to me to hire who I want.
Yeah.
And if I don't want to hire you, aside from the fact that I don't think you probably are that great of a player,
right,
I just don't need the hassle.
Right.
It's like any other business.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But there's talk that they froze him out, period, no matter what. Listen, whoever has a helmet big enough for that hair of his now, hire him. Jeez. And everybody can keep doing the Carlton dance, by the way. U.S. Copyright Office.
Yes.
Yep. They denied that attempt to copyright the dance. They say it's just a dance.
Right.
Sorry, Alfonso. You can't copyright that. So, which is kind of cool. Very cool. The saddest attempt at copywriting, but sure, whatever. And my Queen will perform at the Oscars with Adam Lambert on vocals.
Love it.
Yeah, they will be, those are right around the corner, by the way. But yeah, that's going to be quite a show. Most of the artists are performing their own stuff. We have a suggestion, by the way, on the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper song. We'll play that in a bit.
Right.
And that's Kelly Clarkson. It was pretty amazing what she did to that song.
Okay.
And a big happy birthday to one of my faves. You guys know I love her, and that's Yoko Ono.
My favorite. This is some of her latest stuff.
Yeah, this is her newest. Oh, man, who wouldn't love to do an album of just that? Come on.
I love it.
86 years old. That's the second verse. Second verse, same as the first. 86 years old, a multi-millionaire, by the way. And she's single. Gentlemen, proceed. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. You miss anything on our show, you know where to go. That would be our website, 963kklz.com.
A shout out to Maddie and Rylan. You know, that's Brandon's kids.
Ah, okay.
They live up in beautiful Washougal, Washington.
Bless you. Where do they live?
Washougal.
Gesundheit. What?
And I showed them how to listen.
Washougal.
Yeah, Washougal, Washington.
Okay. All right.
And I showed them how to listen on the app, which I'm sure you can imagine was so comical. I'm what? Showing these
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I know. No, go to the app store. What? We just live in Washougal. We don't have an app store.
You don't even have Wi-Fi. I don't know what you're talking about.
Washougal. That sounds like another noodle.
Yeah.
The Washougal noodle. Yes.
Or something like that.
Washougal.
Do it now. They love my Arnold impression.
Do they really?
Yes. Maybe not as much as you guys do.
No,
but.
Nobody might.
Come on,
no.
Get up. Do it now.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's too funny.
So they're up bright and early this morning in Washougal, Washington.
Well, well, well.
Tickets to Duran Duran at Chelsea Cosmopolitan Las Vegas this weekend. Your last chance to win. Here you go. We're going to play a Duran Duran song backwards.
Okay.
A part of a Duran Duran song backwards.
All right.
All you have to do is, after we get through news, traffic, and weather, is decipher what song by title this song is. Hold on for a second. Here we go. Phone lines are on hold. Here's the clip. Listen closely. Now, you would think a Duran fan would know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, one more time. Here it is. Simply identify by title the clip that song is from that we're playing backwards. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Duran Duran. All you have to do is identify by title the clip that we're playing backwards. Here it is. Allison, from that clip we're playing backwards, can you tell us the title of that Duran Duran song?
Is it Girls on Film?
You are right. You got the tickets. You're going to see Duran Duran Friday night, Chelsea, over at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You're going to have such a great time to put on a great show. Enjoy the concert, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
Last hour, I was telling you we spent some time up in the Great Northwest to get out of the weather here.
In Canoodle, Washougal.
It was
Washougal.
we spent time with Jody's mother in Springfield.
Okay.
And then with her son and his family up in Washougal.
Now, what is the big city? Is Springfield the big city?
Springfield, no, it would be in that area. Springfield.
Okay. Yeah, Eugene. I mean, that's, come on, you might as well be in New York.
Through Portland. And then through Vancouver, Washington, ended up in Washougal, but
ended up. That's
we actually
weren't going there. No, we were not. We wound up in Washougal, and now don't you have to go like in and back out? You can't like drive through.
That's Jody's hometown Joseph. Which
is in the furthest
northeast part of Oregon.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
Make Washougal sound like a fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Boulder City, but without all the lights and glamour.
Yeah, and people and houses.
We actually had breakfast at this little place in Camas, Washington.
And what was it called?
Natalie's.
Natalie's. Okay.
Natalie's.
It's a normal name.
Is she Italian? Natalie?
You would have thought.
Okay.
The way they cook everything, it was awesome. But the reason I bring this up is I come to find out, because they had a big thing on their window said, vote here. And I said, what are we voting for?
Yeah.
Come to find out, Camas is one of only six towns, the only town west of the Mississippi, in the running for this thing they call the Small Business Revolution Contest.
Okay.
The mission, and
They made this up.
I looked this
and they
up.
Sucked you in. Okay.
I looked this up.
All of a sudden, Mike's the voice of the Chamber of Commerce up in Manoodle or whatever,
no.
Or Camas.
Camas. The mission is to revitalize small towns and their hometown businesses.
Okay, good.
Ty Pennington is somehow involved.
Oh, that's cool. Of course he is.
He's not on Sears anymore.
No. So six, he's the ambassador for small towns now.
And it was a beautiful small town. Six local merchants from the winning town received $500,000 in prize money.
There are only eight merchants,
by
the way.
You divvy it up.
That's great.
I just want to throw, and I had to pay for my, I paid for my breakfast. This is not a free plug.
Yeah. Well, guy.
But the contest ends tomorrow.
Okay.
And you have to vote. You text the word My Camas to 555-888. And if you're ever in the beautiful Camas Tri-City area.
Do you know how many people are listening right now saying, listen, Mike, we got our own problems. It snowed in Las Vegas.
But we will rebuild.
Yes. And Carla
and
sounds
on.
Like one of those women who's chained to her slot machine at the Gold Coast. So.
With a cigarette hanging out of her mouth and a scotch.
Honey, come on, bring me a mint julep over here.
Sunshine Whitney today. There you go. That's my little Camas plug this morning.
There you go.
I'll give a ding there. High of 47 today, 38 now. A few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Journey.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Looking for a cool job. There's a company called Tour Radar. They want to send someone on a once-in-a-lifetime trip around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to five continents over 50 days. All expenses paid, one catch. You have to do the entire trip with a stranger. I guess they think that'll make for more interesting video and pictures and all that stuff. If you're interested, go ahead and apply. TourRadar.com.
Do you get to pick the stranger?
No, I think they pick the stranger for you. No, you can't pick a stranger. I think they pick it for you.
All right.
So what? That would be kind of cool. Two-minute video you got to do if you want to apply, but that's really cool. They take care of everything. It's about 2 months that you'll be gone. Hmm. That would be cool. That'd be really cool. I'd do that.
I'd totally do that.
Yeah.
With a stranger?
Yeah, I think it'd be even better than going with someone you know, wouldn't it? You don't have to worry much, do you?
Yeah, by the time you get sick of them, you're done.
Yeah, here's where I'm putting my clothes, all right? I might have a little gas, so excuse me.
By the way, sister Barb texted me. She goes, I love Carla's new voice.
Thank you, Barb. Thank you. It's a little rough, but I don't know. It seems to be working out.
Okay.
The newest thing that can kill you, by the way, be very careful if you're having a piece of toast this morning. Your toaster. According to a report, they release a ton of toxic particles into the air.
Uh-huh.
Being in your kitchen after you make toast, they say it's worse than standing in a busy intersection.
Really?
You're more in danger.
Just making toast.
Making toast. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's going. Got rid of my crock pot because of This Is Us, and now my toaster is going.
You're going to be, by the end of the TV season, you're going to be appliance free.
Nothing. That's right. I use my oven. That's it. Maybe. And a new study, Mike Morty, listen up, out of Harvard, found the best sign of whether a man's heart is healthy.
Uh-huh.
Is whether or not he can bang out 40 push-ups in a row. You don't have to set 40 push-ups in a row.
Nope.
Now, are you serious?
Yeah.
You can't do 40 push-ups?
No, I can't even do 10.
Come on.
You got to do 40 push-ups in a row, because that's the thing. A lot of guys say, oh, yeah, I can, but they can't.
Okay.
They say if he can, his odds of having a heart attack, stroke, heart disease, 96% lower than average. Now, if you have a heart attack doing that, I guess you'll know.
It's going to cause
you know,
more heart. Attack.
How well you're going to do, but
drop and give me 40.
40 push-ups. Yeah. No bar for women yet, but I can do, and I don't do like the guy, I can do some of the guy push-ups, but I can do the girl ones. And
when
I can
you're on
also
your
do,
knees or something?
Yeah, and I can also do like on a table or something like that. I'm so glad I can, because somebody said I'm a wimp if I can't. And then they went, oh, wow, you can. So shut up, you. So, yeah, good luck. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back. We'll let you know how that went.
Okay.
Mike, Morty, 40 push-ups. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Come to find out, my daughter, Nicole, got engaged over the weekend.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
I told you last Thanksgiving, the guy asked me if it was okay if he asked her. And I said, yeah, fine.
Oh, good. That's cool.
And so she got the ring over the weekend. They're both very excited. The only reason I bring this up.
They didn't rush out and just sneak off like Miranda Lambert did.
What's that about?
Well, and
these
then she
secret marriages.
Yeah, because I think celebrities don't want you, you know. They don't want people flying in on their wedding and stuff like that. But there are a lot of people out there, I think, who don't. I don't know why. Maybe they just sneak off. Maybe they want to elope. Maybe they don't want to do the whole wedding thing. I don't know.
I had told my daughter a long time ago, Nicole, that I said, I'll give you $5,000 and you could just elope, do whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go.
And she asked me if that still stood.
Yeah. You know, I said, cool. I like that.
I'm on vacation right now.
I like that. I've been drinking.
Yes.
But yeah. But
can I get back to you?
Yeah. I think that's cool.
But that's
Why not?
You know what? I don't know if anybody has done that or knows somebody that has done that, been secretly married.
Yeah.
I was reading an article on this that like, there's people that get married, but they don't tell anybody.
Right. Right.
And you're like the last one to know.
Or they'll get married months before and then they have a wedding.
Right.
You know, when they come back.
Yeah.
Another wedding. It's like, well, just make it a reception. But I don't know. I don't know the secrecy. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I don't know why the secrecy.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. I presided over a ceremony and who had gotten married.
Right.
But didn't tell their family. And then they invited their whole family to the house for a wedding at the house.
Okay.
And they said, you could do that, right? And I said, because we had heard that online you got there, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I said, well, I don't think it matters. You're already married. It doesn't matter what I can do or can't do.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if I could. Doesn't matter now. I can do anything you want because you're already married.
You're already married.
Yeah.
But then I said, so who knows? Then you got to go through that thing. Who knows who doesn't know?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. See, I don't care. Whatever.
Because I didn't want to spill the beans.
Right.
But after a while, I said, what does it matter anymore?
Right. And I know there are like military couples. They'll get married, whatever, on the base or something like that. And then they'll have a wedding, you know, after when
and
they can have their family and all that stuff. And maybe there's a reason that I don't know.
Anybody else?
I don't know. To get married in secret.
Yeah. Or know somebody.
Yeah.
That were secretly married for years you never knew. Until something happened. And
yeah, maybe you're going to spill it to us this morning.
I would love it.
All of Las Vegas that you are now married.
702-739-9636. Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Talking about secrets. Have you ever been secretly married?
Oh, gosh.
For a long amount of time before anybody knew. Now, we know those people that will have a little ceremony.
Right.
And then, of course, come back maybe a couple of weeks, maybe the following month.
Right.
And say, okay, we're having a big wedding.
Right.
But nobody knows we're married, really.
Yeah, don't say anything.
We did that a long
time ago. Okay, that's fine.
What about you?
Steve says my last wife and me got married quietly at City Hall, then had a big wedding a year to the day later.
Oh.
That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. I kind of like that.
And nobody knew?
No, apparently not. I don't know how these people pull it off. I have no idea how these people pull it off. I have somebody else who wrote it and said, because of the military.
Yeah.
Got married in Korea.
Oh, wow.
And then came back to the States and had an actual wedding.
Okay.
You know, for the family and friends and all of that.
I
get that. But apparently they didn't tell anybody until after they were married here when they got back.
Okay.
You know,
surprise!
Yeah, exactly.
Robin's on the phone. Robin, what's your story?
I was married in secret. I was married for about 11 years and no one knew about it. I was kind of young and dumb and he seemed exciting and he was like, we should go get married. So I was like, sure, let's go get married. And then not even like days after we got married, I found out he was cheating on me. So I just left him and never had the money to get a divorce for like 11 years.
Oh, geez.
None of my family knows. I'll tell close friends and that's about it. But I haven't told any of my family. They still don't know.
And
guess what? This is your life. And
wow.
11 years?
Holy cow.
In a marriage that didn't quite work out?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Didn't have the money to get divorced, so you ended up staying married.
Is it that expensive to get divorced?
Yes. Matter of fact, for me, it was.
Well, that's why you're kind of the expert.
You know what? I'll be honest. I wish I would have kept a couple of my marriages secret.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Christina, what's your story?
I had a cousin who was married for about 2 months before her sister spilled the beans. And everybody missed out on the wedding, and family was not happy.
That might have been the point.
He was in prison at the time.
Oh, well.
So she went and got married, him in a prison before he got out, because they were under the impression that it would help him get out sooner.
Sure.
So she married him. And then didn't bother to tell anybody until the sister spilled the beans. She'd seen the marriage certificate had been filed, and they printed it in the paper.
Yeah.
And she was like, "You're married? What?"
Yeah.
So then it came out that, yeah, you know, she had married her prison honeyman and didn't tell anybody.
All right. We're worried about securing our border and putting a wall up there because, you know, you don't want to. My gosh, really?
I can't imagine how happy Dad was.
What happened to our listeners while I was gone?
I have no
idea.
What
has happened?
I have no idea. 8:40 this hour. A little bit later on, next half hour, you'll have a chance to win a family four-pack down to Six Flags and the Magic Mountain. 8:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Last hour, John Schaefer was talking about that hiker.
Yeah.
Who thought he had a heart attack or something. I thought he was talking about the same hiker you two were talking about.
Oh, the quicksand.
Over the weekend off the air.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He. How do you fall in? I didn't even know we had quicksand.
Well, apparently it is in certain places. You can still find it, and someone found it. Man, isn't that crazy?
That's the worst way to go. I thought being in a fire would be.
Yeah.
Quicksand would be slow.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. In a fire, I'm thinking if the fire actually got you, it'd be faster.
Right.
Quicksand, you just have to sit there and think about your own demise slowly.
As somebody's watching you. What did you tell me? Morty, somebody was videoing the whole thing?
The rescue people videotaped the entire thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's from above.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. It wasn't his friend going, "Hang on, man.
Oh, you're sinking. Okay, I think you should get help now."
Jeez.
But he's okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I'm sure, you know, he's a little... But, I mean, how do you... I don't even know. I just don't know how. You know how to, like with fire, you stop, drop, and roll, right?
In quicksand, don't they tell you to be just still?
Be still. Sure. They'd just be still so it can just suck you down even faster. That's great. You won't feel a thing if you just hold still.
Oh
yeah, don't fight it. Oh, man. Well,
thank God he's okay. You got to be careful hiking. You never know what you're going to run into.
You know what? I'm not going to do anything anymore.
Snow, cold.
Yeah. No.
See, that's why I stay home.
Why go hiking?
Yeah. I'm going to sit home, and I'm going to just watch the Olivia Newton-John movie on Lifetime.
Sunshine going to be nice. Maybe a little breezy. It doesn't look too bad out there right now. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of a rain or snowstorm in the early evening.
Here we go.
Yeah. I have only 47. Batten down everything. It's only about 41 right now.
Ugh.
Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a few minutes.
Kiss in Town, of course, on Friday night. Well, it is on with Motley Crue and Kiss. I'll tell you why.
More on that and other stories after Goo Goo Dolls.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, man, we should have gotten in on this. A Golden Girls-themed cruise is setting sail next February. It'll feature all these tie-ins like a cheesecake party, a bingo night, karaoke party at a place called the Rusty Anchor, where they used to hang out.
Yeah.
So, and this was all over Twitter, by the way, over the weekend, and people are nuts for this cruise. Pretty sure it's going to sell out pretty quick.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Golden Girls, man. Come on.
You think Betty makes an appearance?
She should.
She should.
I mean, she'll be next year. What's she going to be, like 96, I think?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. God love her if she does. Khloe and Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, they've all filed paperwork to trademark their kids' names. Yeah, they want to be able to use them in various financial endeavors. So clothing, skincare products, things like that, toys, things like that. So,
I guess Mike would have been hard to copyright it.
Yeah, it would have been. Mike, yeah. But if you needed reason to love him more, yeah. Right,
but
there.
Isn't one of them named Chicago?
Yes. And North.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't know if they can do that one, but they can certainly do North and you know, veer to the left. I don't. They can do all of those other names.
But what about North Face? Isn't there a company called North Face?
Well, there's North Face, but North.
Oh,
this is just North. Okay. Yeah, Mike. So
that's why I'm not in that world. No, I guess
I
don't.
Waters, you know.
I don't get all the. Stuff.
Jeez. And man, it is on. The Crew, Motley Crue, blasting Kiss. Now I saw, and you guys probably saw some of the video on Facebook, they used cranes on their tour. They were over the audience. Motley Crue used them on their farewell tour. And they said, man, this disappoints us a lot because that was kind of our thing. So really? Nobody else has used cranes before.
So Motley Crue's disappointed with Kiss?
With Kiss, yeah. Oh, and Kiss is kind of going, whatever. Like, we care. We're Kiss.
Well,
so.
Motley Crue also had a drum roller coaster that didn't work.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Didn't the guy get caught upside down or something?
Tommy Lee got stuck for like an hour or something, and it was just talking with the crowd.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Hey, guys, just hanging around upside down. How's it going down there?
Oh, man.
Here's a drumstick.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Trademark that, Kardashians.
Can you get that for me?
Yeah.
Toss it up.
You know what? We're going to put on Tommy's movie. There you go.
The blood is rushing to my head.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I don't know what'll happen here. They'll probably be on tour together next year. So look for that. Yeah, Kissing the Crew, or I don't know.
The new movie's coming out on Netflix. Yes.
Yeah, it is. The Crew, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. There. I hope that's in there. I hope Tommy Lee hanging upside down. This is the part.
Yeah.
Oh, that is my painfully deep take for this hour. You miss anything on our show, and you don't want to, but if you do, 96.3kkld.com.
All weekend long, you can text in for a chance to win. Winners will be notified, of course, a little bit later on today to go see Aerosmith, part of their residency. They've extended some more dates because the first set got sold out so quick.
Man.
So hopefully you took advantage of that over the weekend over at 96.3 KKLZ, 837, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Family four packs from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet for Six Flags Magic Mountain. One day admission tickets. Got a math quiz for you.
Yes, it's a Six Flags math quiz.
All right. So after we get through news and weather, take the phone lines off hold and look for caller number 9. We'll start with caller number 9, you math whiz. It's like varsity quiz.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
At 702-739-9636. So good luck with that. Jason, you have a chance to win this family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's a math quiz, 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go.
Jason, go with me on this, my varsity quiz friend. Third eye blind plus three dog night equals?
6.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you play the
Say
game.
Say it more with confidence.
I know.
Okay, number 2.
They're all bands.
Oh, I see.
Finger 11 minus maroon 5 equals?
6.
Ah, okay.
Right. Third and final one.
Let's even get this one, my friend. Jason, Matchbox 20 minus 6 pence none the richer minus Dave Clark 5 minus 3 Doors Down equals?
6.
Bam! That's it right there.
That's how you do it.
That was fun. I had to actually do math for that last one. Man alive.
And she's worn out.
I am exhausted.
The Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You got the family four-pack, Six Flags Magic Mountain. One-day admission tickets. You can use them anytime this year. Hang on the line. And by the way, for the people that didn't get through, second chance to win, just go to 96.3kklz.com. Register under the contest section on the homepage. You have a shot to win. But, Jason, you are a winner, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, there's a company in Italy that's making clothes out of spoiled milk.
Okay.
They use a special process to spin it into fibers, which they can use to make shirts, and they're selling for like $50 each.
Well, leave it to us Italians to set the fashion trends, Mike. What is that smell?
Yeah.
Is that your shirt? It's your shirt. Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything worse than spoiled milk?
No.
Woman in Australia wanted to catch a flasher at a park, so here's what she did. She dressed up as a gorilla to stake him out.
Yeah.
Because nobody would notice that.
Yes.
And believe it or not, it worked. She took photos of the guy in the act and gave him to the cops. Cops busted the guy on Friday.
Okay. All right. Fine.
So
whatever.
Now she's a regular detective.
Yeah.
In a gorilla's costume.
Well, this woman wore nothing. 21 years old in Florida, of all places.
Wow.
She got drunk, got naked Sunday night, and wanted to have sex with her fiancé. Well, he turned her down.
Aww.
You know what? You're drunk. You're belligerent. So she attacked him. Yeah. She spit on him and started smacking him. Well, he called the cops, and they never had sex, by the way. So, no, they did not. No.
Maybe that's not the way to go about it.
Maybe that's not. Jeez. Uh-huh. And I love this story, actually.
Somebody spitting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
You.
That didn't do it. That's not sexy, honey. No, it's not, actually. It is not. Morty and I were discussing this earlier. So in Kentucky, police looking for looking for someone who stole 5 TVs from Walmart.
Uh-huh.
But they were very crafty about it. They were wearing a Walmart vest.
Yeah.
They had a name tag on, said Zach.
Yeah.
Zach. And, he had like a cart that he was pushing through, put 5 TVs on it, walked out, you know, cause I work here, man. I'm just moving these TVs out of here. Yeah, he loaded him into his car the whole bit. Cops released surveillance video. They haven't caught him yet.
Really?
Yeah. So it worked, basically. So I'm not giving you any ideas. I'm just saying it worked. I mean, come on.
Be on the lookout for Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know it's going to be, what, dude? What, man?
Because that's his real name.
Yeah, I worked there. Zach, you couldn't do. It's that or ladies, if you're going to do it, Betty.
Yeah.
Betty or Helen. Okay? You'll be good. You'll get out of there. It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Tell me something good.
You know, we've all made fun. I make fun of them. All the guys who work out like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a guy in Michigan had a pretty bad accident this past Thursday. Got pinned under his SUV. But he was okay because a professional power lifter basically ran out of the gym, lifted his SUV off of him. I'm not joking. It was a Jeep Cherokee. And it's pretty banged up. But this guy was able to lift it up.
Yeah.
Get the people out of there. And basically saved him because he's in really, really good shape. We were talking about those push-ups earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He weighs about 350. Squats, 950.
Oh, my.
Bench presses over 500 pounds. He can't scratch his own butt, but he can lift an SUV, can lift a Jeep Cherokee. Saved everybody. They were okay. Wound up in the hospital for a while. They're doing okay, though.
I read where three or four other guys were trying to do it, couldn't budge it. So when this guy showed up,
it's like, out of the way.
Yeah.
Out of the way. That's right. But
with one hand, he just lifted it. I don't know.
No. No.
Well, you hear about these things where situations call for that extraordinary strength.
Right. Mm-hmm. And people, they say, really go into a different mode when they do something like that.
And they're not normally power lifters or stuff like that. They're just regular people.
Yeah.
But they feel this inner strength and nobody knows how they get it, but they do. And
the guy's squatting almost 1,000 pounds. Jeez, I know.
Feel the burn.
Oh my God, he went to visit him in the hospital too.
Awesome.
And he was injured as well, but he's okay. Yeah.
Say what you will about those guys, but here's one that saved lives.
Well, that's who I want. Yes, exactly.
Given the choice, I'd rather have him walking by.
He could lift my car so easily. He really could.
You and the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God, Morty Carla's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's a Honda. Come on.
If you have a good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:39 before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by WellCare Pharmacy. Free delivery to your home or office, WellCare Pharmacy. For more info, visit mywellcarepharmacy.com. Anything you missed on this morning's show? You know what? You can catch up and keep up with the podcast of the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Download the podcast from our page on the website, along with showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another family four-pack to give away down to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Do that at about 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
Listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.